The sermon you are about to hear was preached by Dr. Bob Gray Sr. from the pulpit of Longview Baptist Temple, where he pastored the greatest soul-winning church of our time for over 29 years. Through the course of his ministry, over 1 million souls were led to Christ. And now, here is Dr. Bob Gray Sr.
To speak, I told him many times he needs to get someone else, but he keeps asking me to, and I'm honored to do so. Matthew chapter 12, please, in verses 15 through 20. I love this theme this year, Prodigal Come Home, the construction theme. I love it. I believe in a salvaging God, and I believe that God salvages us to be used for Him, and I don't believe He gives up on anybody. Matthew chapter 12, please, verses 15 through 20. If you have that, let's stand and stretch just for a moment here. Matthew chapter 12, verses 15 through 20. In verse 15, but when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. And then verse 20, I'd like for you to circle this verse. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. Did you see that? Judgment unto victory. A bruised reed and a smoking flax. And I want you to listen carefully now. Father, help me tonight. I want to be a blessing. I want to help. I have no greater desire than to be a blessing tonight. And so, Holy Ghost of God, please flow through me and help me. And tonight, I know that there are folk here tonight from all types of backgrounds and a lot of hurting people in this auditorium. But I also know that there's a lot of greatness sitting here also. And Father, tonight I ask you to use me and help me to be a blessing to these. Please, in Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. You may be seated. A bruised reed is nothing more than a stick that has a small break in it. That's all it is. God is saying here, if a life has been burning and now has been doused, but there's smoke, that God will fan it, and God can still use you again. God is saying that He never discards a bruised reed or a broken stick. It may be bent, but God can still use it. Jeremiah 18 talks of the vessel marred in the potter's hand. And the Bible says He made it again and used it. There is no old broken stick that God doesn't want to use. By the way, that's all God has to use, are broken sticks. Who is that preacher preaching there with power? Listen carefully to the sermon he's preaching. Look at the great crowds that are assembled. Look at those converts. Why, there are hundreds and hundreds of them walking the aisles. Look at all those people getting saved. Somebody says that there are 3,000 of them getting baptized today. Look at that preacher. Look at the command that he has of the crowd. See the obvious power of God that is prevalent there. And watch the greatest day yet for the First Baptist Church of Jerusalem. Look at all of those people. Who is that great man of God? Who is that preacher preaching with power? Why, his name is Simon Peter. Really, what is he? He's nothing but a bruised reed and a broken stick. For just 50 years ago, days ago, he was cussing. And the reed was bruised severely and the stick was broken. That's not all. Just 50 days ago, they asked him if he belonged to that church. And guess what he did? He denied his membership at that church. Somebody asked him if he was the one of the Christian faith there. And he said, no, I'm not one of them. And somebody said, "Why, you're with Jesus, aren't you?" And he said, "No, I'm not with him." Hold it. Just 50 short days ago, this great man of God who just finished preaching the great sermon on Pentecost, and the man who preached so powerfully that 3,000 people walked the aisles, got saved and baptized in one day, is nothing, listen carefully, but a bruised reed or a broken stick. Bruised at the time when he was needed the most, scarcely 50 days ago. Who is that evangelist preaching? Who is that fella preaching that the greatest revival ever conducted in the history of mankind? Who is that man? Listen to that sermon. Watch him and listen to him preach with power. Who is that fella? Look at those little children walking down the aisles to get saved. Look at those teenagers walking the aisles to get saved. And now look, here come the adults. Wow, I've never seen so many people walking the aisles. Why, here comes the banker walking the aisle. Here comes a lawyer walking the aisle. And you know the power of God's there if a lawyer gets saved. Here comes the mayor, and here comes the school superintendent, and why, here comes the chief of police, and here comes the entire school board. Wow, what a sermon, what a preacher. Here comes some businessmen and a millionaire. Why, I even see Bill Gates walking the aisle. Wow, what a revival meeting. Why, here comes the whole city council and the city manager. Wow, the whole town has been turned upside down for God. What a revival, what a great man of God, what a sermon. Hey, who is that fella? Who is that fella? His name is Jonah. He's a bruised reed. He's a broken stick. And you can holler amen anytime you want to. God had to sort of put a split on him and to get him usable at all. You see, just a few hours ago, he was in the belly of a fish. It wasn't long ago that God called him to go to this same city and preach. And guess what he said? He said, "No, I'm not going to go." And this great evangelist decided to take a ship and go to Tarsus. And there was a storm. And they cast lots to see who caused the storm. And guess who won? He won. And guess what happened? He's the one that caused all the trouble. This backslidden Baptist preacher. This bruised reed, if you please. This broken stick, if you please. And he was cast overboard and swallowed by a fish and spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of that fish. But the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. Thank God, God comes the second time. Thank God, the word of God comes the second time. Thank God, we serve a second call, God. Thank God, we serve a second opportunity, God. Thank God, we serve a second wonderful God who says, "I'll take any broken stick, any smoking flax. If it's ever had fire, I'll fan it. I'll make it burn again." Don't sit here tonight saying you can't be used because of what's happened in your life. You can. I said you can. The truth is, that great preacher preaching that great revival is nothing but a bruised reed. He's nothing but a broken stick, if you will. Who is that man with a rod in his hand? I've never seen such power in my life. Who is that fella? Who is that man that just took that rod and smote the Red Sea? And the Red Sea stood to attention and saluted him and parted like a great wall, making a way for 2 to 3 to 4 million Jews to cross over. Who is that man that smote the ground of the Red Sea and wind came and dried off the ground after the waters were parted? Who is that man? Who is that mighty man of God that took that same rod and smote a rock in Horeb and water gushed out to care for the needs of 2 to 3 to 4 million Jews? Who is that fella? Watch him lead those Jews. Hey, look there. God is giving him manna from heaven to feed all of those Jews. Hey, look at the pillar of cloud that will guide them by day and a pillar of fire by night. Hey, who is that great leader? Who is that man that can pastor 2 to 3 to 4 million people? Who is this man that can be pastor and king and leader to these 3 to 4 million people? Who is he? Oh, his name is Moses. Guess what he is? He's nothing but a bruised reed. He's nothing but a broken stick. You see, it hasn't been long ago since he was out in the wilderness. He was out there because he killed a man. He saw a fellow unjustly being beaten, and so what did he do? He killed the attacker, dug a hole, and buried the body. By the way, I don't think that's quite so bad myself. All Moses was a bruised reed and a broken stick. Yet the great Moses evolved out of being a bruised reed. He evolved out, listen to me now, out of being a broken stick. He evolved out of being a smoking flax. Who is this great preacher preaching at Pentecost? A bruised reed, a broken stick. Who is this great evangelist preaching in Nineveh, the greatest revival that's ever been preached? A bruised reed, a broken stick. Who is this man that leads 3 to 4 million Jews from Egypt across the Red Sea and across the wilderness and finally to the door of the promised land in which they were to enter? Who is that man? Nothing but a bruised reed and a broken stick. Hey, little fella, sitting here tonight, you think you've blown it. You've done some things you shouldn't have done. Well, I want you just to join the club, because the rest of us have done the same thing. And why don't you stand up tonight and thank God that our God uses a bruised reed or a broken stick? Who is that little fella with the bug eyes and the squeaky voice? I'm not talking about Brother Ortiz. Surely he couldn't amount to much, and I am talking about Brother Ortiz now. He's not a very good preacher, but that little fella is setting the Western world on fire for God. Who is that man? I've never seen anybody as sold out for God like that fella is in my whole life. Who is that man that started churches all over Asia Minor? Who is that little bug-eyed Jew? Who is that man that started churches in Galatia and Thessalonica and Colossae and Ephesus and Corinth and Philippi and Berea and Rome and Athens and turned the Western world upside down for God? Who is this ball of fire? Who is this little squeaky voiced preacher? Nothing but a bruised reed and a broken stick. Just a few weeks ago, he was killing Christians. I guess to be great with God, you got to start killing somebody, I guess. But just a few weeks ago, he was killing Christians. Moses killed one. Paul killed many. And he chose to kill deacons first. Good choice. But who is this fella who's going on missionary journeys? Who is this one that's on fire for God, who did more for missions and church building than anyone who's ever walked the face of planet Earth? Who is this man? I got some good news for you tonight. He's a bruised reed and a broken stick, and that means God can use you. Well, what seminary did he attend? None. Who is this fella? Nothing but a bruised reed and a broken stick. Who is he? An ex-murderer? Who is the fella preaching on Pentecost? A bruised reed, a broken stick. 50 days ago, he was cussing. Who is the fella preaching in Nineveh? A bruised reed, a broken stick, who just a few days ago was running from God and a fish got him. Who is this mighty man leading 2 to 3 to 4 million Jews across the wilderness toward the door of the promised land? A bruised reed, a broken stick, a man who killed a man not long ago. Who is this man turning the Western world upside down for God? The great apostle Paul. Who is he? A bruised reed, a broken stick, who was killing Christians just a few days ago. Who is that fella with a pen in his hand? Look at him. Boy, can he ever write? I understand that God is telling him every word to write. He must be close to God. Who is that man? A man who wrote these words. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. And that's not the dish rag twist or the skunk skedaddle either. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him on the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hey, who is this man who wrote these words and got these words exactly from God as exactly they were given? He must have been close to God. These words that came from God himself in heaven. Who is this mighty man who wrote these words? Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars. stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, mountains and all hills, fruitful hills and trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, young men and maidens and old men and children. Hey, who is this fella that God has trusted with his own pen and with his own words, to whom God has given the precious word of God? Who is this man? Listen to me. He's nothing but a bruised reed and a broken stick. Just a while ago, he stole Bathsheba. Just a while ago, he had her husband murdered. Do you mean to tell me that God would let a cussing preacher of 50 days ago preach on Pentecost? Do you mean to tell me that God will let the disobedient preacher to preach the great revival in Nineveh? Are you trying to tell me that God would let a murderer that murdered people lead his people? You mean to tell me that he'd let an ex-murderer lead his people across the wilderness? Are you trying to tell me that God would allow a little bug-eyed, squeaky-voiced preacher who'd been killing Christians to be the greatest church planner and greatest missionary there ever was? You mean to tell me tonight that God would allow a man that did what David did to write a part of God's holy word? Listen to me, and listen to me well. I'm saying yes as loud as I can say it tonight. Hey, prodigal, come home. Hey, prodigal, come home. God only uses bruised reeds and broken sticks. Dear Lord, take up the tangled strand which we have wrought in vain, that by the skill of thy dear hand some beauty may remain. I'm talking to some bruised reed tonight. I'm talking to some broken stick tonight. I'm talking to somebody tonight that you feel like that everybody in the youth department looks down at you and they don't think much of you, and you've blown it and you've made a mistake. Hey, I got news for you. You're the first ones that God will choose. You're the first ones he'll come down and choose. I'm not saying tonight get into sin to be used of God, but I'm saying if tonight you don't have a humble spirit about your life before God Almighty, God Almighty can't use you. There's got to be some pain, and those of you who've inflicted some self-pain, tonight you're the prodigal. Come on home so God can use you. God used Moses again. God used Paul again. God used Jonah again. God used Peter again. God used David again, and God can use you again. I've got some good news for you tonight. You sit here saying, I'm a broken reed. I'm a broken stick. I'm a bruised reed. Hey, God can use you. God wants to use you. Who is that fella wearing that strange outfit? Strange looking thing on his head. Who is that fella wearing the vesture and the high priest garments? Who is that fella? Hey, who's that fella standing between the living and the dead? Who's that man that when the plague was raging, he stood between the living and the dead and stopped the plague? Who is that mighty man that could stay the plague? Who is that man that stood between the living and the dead, and he's the high priest of Israel? Who is he? I'll tell you who he is. He's a bruised reed. He's a broken stick. Would you like to know what this fella did just a few days ago? The pastor Moses up on Mount Sinai getting the Ten Commandments. And this high priest that stayed behind, he took care of God's people. He actually led the people into building a golden calf. And this fella had God's people actually worshiping that golden calf. And this fella had them singing rock music. I think NSYNC was their special group that day. I think the Backslidden Boys were their special group that day. Kind of reminds you of Saturday night rock concert at Thomas Road Baptist Church. He actually had these people with their clothes off dancing and allowed them to act like a bunch of heathen. Sounds like Liberty University to me. And that was just a few days ago. That man holding that censer high, his hand standing between the living and the dead, and the plague was stopped. Listen to me. God used a man that was a bruised reed and a broken stick. And if God can use him, somebody shout amen. God can use you. God used Aaron again. God used Peter, a bruised reed and a broken stick, again. God used Jonah, a bruised reed and a broken stick, again. God used Moses again. God used Paul again. God used David again. God used Aaron again. Who's that fella preaching on the streets of Jerusalem? I never saw a man weep like that in my life. I never saw such a burden. I've never seen such compassion. See him standing on the street corners, pleading with the people to turn back to God. Look at him weeping and warning his people of coming judgment, warning his people of the captivity that is to come. Who is this burdened man? Who is this brokenhearted man? Who is this street preacher preaching with great power? Who is he? His name is Jeremiah. Who's Jeremiah? A bruised reed. Who's Jeremiah? A broken stick. A few days ago, he quit the ministry. Resigned. Quit. And said, I'm through. But the word of God began to burn in his bones. And Jeremiah said, I could not contain myself. I had to get people saved. I had to get the word of God out. Now, who is that man? That man is a bruised reed and a broken stick. Somebody shout amen. Well, that ought to encourage you tonight. That ought to give you some hope tonight. Peter, a bruised reed, a broken stick, preaches on the day of Pentecost. Jonah, a bruised reed and a broken stick, becomes that great evangelist. Paul, the great missionary, a bruised reed, a broken stick. Moses, the great leader, a bruised reed and a broken stick. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, a bruised reed and a broken stick. Jeremiah, the powerful weeping prophet, a bruised reed and a broken stick. I see two fellows writing books. Who are those guys? They're writing books. They're telling people that God is telling them exactly what to write. And do you know what they're writing? Each of those two men are penning the story of the life of Christ on earth. Who are these fellows entrusted by God himself to pen holy writ that was always in heaven? Who are these men? God's secretaries, if you please, taking down dictation from the God of glory and putting the eternal word of God on paper. Who are these men? These men are nothing but bruised reeds and broken sticks. Who are these men? The first one is named Matthew. A bruised reed, a broken stick. He was an IRS agent. That shows you how down low down he was. He was a crooked tax collector. He would get wealth by overtaxing the people. Who is that man? A bruised reed, a broken stick. The second one was a quitter. His name was John Mark. Started the first missionary journey with Barnabas and Paul. He finished one semester and quit and went home from college. He got scared, became a coward. He turned back and quit the missionary journey. Now, who are these writers of the Bible? Nothing but bruised reeds and broken sticks. Don't sit here tonight and pout because you've blown it. Shout because God will use you even if you've blown it. Who preaches on Pentecost? A bruised reed, broken stick. Who preached the great revival in Nineveh? A bruised reed, a broken stick. Who led the Jews across the wilderness? A bruised reed, a broken stick. Who wrote the Psalms? A bruised reed, a broken stick. Who started churches around the known world? A bruised reed, a broken stick. Who preached from the streets of Jerusalem the message of warning? A bruised reed, a broken stick. Who wrote the book of Matthew? A bruised reed, a broken stick. Who wrote the book of Mark? A bruised reed, a broken stick. Hey, you can make it to yourself. You can do something with your life again. Hey, mama. Hey, daddy. Don't give up. That kid is still God's child. Don't give up. And those of you blown it prodigal, come home. You can make it again. You can start up again. You can get back in the race again. Hey, you can do something great for God again. You who've wasted your life, you who've wandered far away from God, you who have been expelled from Texas Baptist College or Hiles Anderson College, you've been expelled from your Christian school, I'm saying, hey, bruised reeds, hey, broken sticks, God can use you. I said God can use you again. All right, so you blew it. Face it. Admit it. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to run from it. Open up. Let God know you're honest with him. Confess it. Let him wipe it away. Get back up and go back at it again. Who's that woman? bring all those folks to Jesus. Wow, I've never seen a soul winner like this before in my life. And she's bringing all men to Christ. She doesn't even have a bus route yet or a camel route. Hey, look at all those people getting saved. Why, who is that woman? We don't even know her name. She got married once. She ditched him. Got married again. She ditched him. She dated Bill Clinton for a while. She ditched him. She married five times. Sixth fella she decided just to shack up with, not to get married again. And that was just a few hours ago. Who is this woman walking from the city with hundreds of men who are professing faith in Christ? Why, who is that woman? A woman you wouldn't let in your church. A woman you wouldn't baptize. A woman who couldn't pass the examination of the deacon board, but she passed Jesus' examination. Somebody shout amen. Who is she? A bruised reed and a broken stick. I'm talking to people tonight. You've got some nights you'd like to remove from your mind. You've got some bridges you'd like to burn. You've got some things you'd like to forget. Hey, I've got some good news for you tonight. If God can use Peter, if God can use Jonah, if God can use Moses, if God can use Paul, if God can use David, if God can use Jeremiah, if God can use Matthew, if God can use John Mark, if God can use the heart of John 4, I've got some great news. Get ready to shout. Stand up and wave your Bible. I got some good news tonight. God Almighty can use you. Somebody shout amen. Don't sit there and look at me. Bless God, I'm telling you the greatest news in the whole wide world is that God Almighty loves you. He cares about you. I don't care what you've done. God doesn't give a rip about what you've done. Why don't you give your life to Him? Come on, fellas. Give your life to Him. Hey, prodigal. You're there. Come on home. Hey, Billy Sunday, come on home. Who's that woman looking at the resurrected Christ with her devotion of a follower? Mary Magdalene, bruised reed, broken stick. Why, she'd been possessed by seven devils. She had a little palm reading place down the road. God can take a fallen woman and make her a lifted woman. If God can take a murderer like Moses, if God can take a murderer like Paul, if God can take a quitter like John Mark, if God can take a quitter like Jeremiah, if God can take a denier and cusser like Peter, if God can take a man who runs from the will of God like Jonah, and take those bruised reeds and change the world and share the Messiah and Christ with the world through those that are bruised reeds and broken sticks. Everybody listen to me. God can use you. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? I said God Almighty can use you. Who is that man whose name has been changed to Prince, whose name was Jacob, and now is Israel, which means a prince? Who is that man that God decided to name his people after? Who is that man that God decided to call his people? The Israelites after his name. A bruised reed, a broken stick. He tricked his brother out of his birthright. He got the double portion of the inheritance. He got the priestly rights. He got the right to have the name of the Messiah come through his lineage. Then he tricked his brother of the blessing of the father they thought was dying. Who is that prince of God kneeling there at Jabbok? Who is he? I got good news for you. He was a bruised reed and a broken stick. Who is that man there? Oh, listen, I just heard from heaven, and heaven says to all of us down here on earth who have blown it and we've messed up, who are nothing but a bunch of bruised reeds and broken sticks, shout a while, because that's all God has to use, and you come before God and let Him use you. Who is that man there? Why, they're saying he's a friend of God. Who is that man? His name's Abraham. A bruised reed, broken stick. He backslid, went down to Egypt, met a little gal named Hagar, brought her back from Egypt, got her pregnant. She gave birth to an illegitimate child. I'm not condoning sin tonight. Sin is no fun. It may be pleasure for a while, but the payoff's no fun. But I am condoning you who've gone into sin and gotten away from God. I'm saying come back. I get your pens out, write this down. Number one, don't let your past dictate your future. Number one, write it down. Don't let your past dictate your future. Don't let your past dictate your future. Tonight, there are some things in your past, and don't you let those things that you've done, don't let the past dictate your future. I don't care what you've done. I don't care. I don't give a flip how bad it was. I don't care how many times you've been kicked out of the academy. I don't care how many times you've been kicked out of college. I don't give a flip. God doesn't give a flip. Don't you let your past dictate your future. You've got things, and I know what they say in the youth department, and I know how they pick on you, and I know how they make fun, but what's a good thing there's a barrier here. I know what they say, and I know the words that they use, and they hurt you, but in God's dear name, thank God God doesn't use them, and thank God God doesn't bring them up. Now, in God's dear name, don't let your past dictate your future. Man, you've got a future as great as God, as bright as God. In God's dear name, whatever you do, don't let those things that haunt you at night and others remind you of, don't let them have a thing to do with your future. You're young. You got a lot of years ahead of you. In God's dear name, get up, hit the altar, get right with God tonight. Hey, prodigal, come home. Number two, don't let your future be like your past. Don't let your past dictate your future. But don't let your future be like your past. Don't you let your future be like your past. I mean, at this teen convention, you make up your mind while you're here. Look, I may have been living bad when I've been slipping CDs in, and I've been fooling mama, and I've been fooling daddy, but you can't fool God. God's not dead. God knows what you're doing. But in God's dear name, make a fresh break. In God's dear name, prodigal, come home. There are some of you who are looking down on people who've pulled stunts in their life, but in your mind, you pull the same thing in your mind that they've pulled, and you're as guilty in God's sight as they are. And I would suggest to you, whether you're prodigal on the outside or prodigal on the inside, you hit this altar tonight, get right with God, and say, I'm not going to let my past dictate my future, nor am I going to duplicate what I've done now in the future. Number three, don't let Satan use your past to ruin your future. Don't let Satan use your past to ruin your future. Don't you let Satan use your past to ruin your future. Satan's going to come to you and say, yeah, you're not much of a good Christian. You tell him going back to hell, leave you alone. He's going to come to you and try to get you discouraged and try to get you down. And he'll use other people in the youth department. He'll use people in the church to make little snide comments about you. But you ain't got nothing to worry about. If you're right with your Father and you're right with your God, doesn't matter what people say. Hey, somebody help me now. Doesn't matter what they say at all. In God's dear name, if you're right with God, everything else is all right. Number four, don't fail to create a new past today. Don't fail to create a new past today. Today, you have a chance to create a new past. Today, you have a chance to do something right. Tomorrow, you have a chance to do something right. The day after, you have a chance to do something right. The day after, you have a right chance to do something right. And then what happens? One day is a good day. Next day is a good day. Next day is a good day. Next day is a good day. And what have you done? All of a sudden, you've created a good past. All of a sudden, those things that you've done and the bad character that you've displayed in front of everybody else, all of a sudden, it's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. And here you are with a brand new future, all because you created a great past. You duplicate that in the future. Wow, you got something going, but somebody say amen to me. Young people, tonight, the world is yours if you want it to reach for Jesus Christ. The greatest churches can ever be built will be built by the young people in this auditorium tonight. But don't you let being a prodigal keep you from coming back to God Almighty. Somebody shout amen. Tonight, you are the next Jack Hiles. You are the next Beverly Hiles. You are the next Lee Robertson. You are the next Bob Gray. You are the next one to make a difference. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Hey, Jack Hiles, where are you? Hey, Lee Robertson, where are you? Hey, Beverly Hiles, where are you tonight? Hey, Leanne Gray, where are you tonight? You're somewhere here tonight. Don't let being a prodigal stop you from serving God.
Somebody say amen. Everyone standing, please. Everyone standing.